Welcome to another edition of BizBuzz on News Now Warsaw. In partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, here's today's BizBuzz.
Hi, this is Scott Wiley with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with this episode of BizBuzz. Today I'm with Sherry Searles from Launchpad. Welcome, Sherry.
Thanks for having me, Scott.
You guys have been just killing it over the past few years. I don't want to steal any of your thunder, so I don't want to say anything, but tell us a little bit, what is Launchpad, and kind of where have you been the past few years, and where you're going in the future?
Well, Launchpad is the Child Care and Early Learning Coalition for Kosciuszko County. Mm-hmm. It was started in 2018 by three entities, the Chamber of Commerce, the Community Foundation, and United Way. Those three entities came together because they saw child care as a real issue in our community, a crisis with a shortage of 2,000 child care seats. And as the Chamber of Commerce, we recognize this as an economic development issue and that people can't go to work if they don't have child care.
You said there's 2,000 empty child care seats.
We had a shortage of 2,000 seats for the number of working parents that we had in our have in our community. Mm-hmm. And so we are considered a child care desert, and that means you only have one seat for every three children that need a seat.
Oh my goodness.
And so I'm happy to say over the last 5 years, we've added 500 child care seats.
Oh my goodness.
So that brings our shortage up to 1,500.
Well, still, that's 25% that you
covered. An issue, but still something that we're working on. And drilling down into that information, we have come to realize recently that most of those of that need and those seats come in the 0 to 3 age group. Okay. So it's the infant toddler age group that we have a real shortage of. And so that's where our focus will be moving forward.
Mm-hmm. Well, I hear all the time that people say, I can't afford to go to work. By the time I go to work, it's a wash. I don't end up making any money. I might as well stay at home and with my family.
So affordability is a real issue for many families. The cost of child care just continues to rise. A year of child care is equivalent to the cost of a year of community college. And this is at a time when parents are typically at their lowest earning potential because they have young families. Mm-hmm. So it really is unaffordable for many families. And that's one of the pieces of this complicated piece that we've been working on. Mm-hmm. There's no easy answers. They're the only way to increase the pay in a child care center so that those child care educators will stay is to raise the cost for parents. And so it's kind of a vicious cycle and a broken system. The saying is teachers can't afford to stay, parents can't afford to pay. And so we're looking for solutions that can step into that and help us create high quality, affordable child care.
Yeah. And what are some of the initiatives, or what are some of the things that you've got coming up in the future? Is there anything in the past that you want to talk about?
Well, we did just finish our 5-year strategic plan. Okay. So we wrapped that up and we had set the goal of increasing 500 seats in 5 years, and we met that goal.
Oh, fantastic.
A lot of those seats came through adding new seats in our local public schools.
Okay.
So we now have Whitco schools, Tabi Valley Community Schools, Wawasee schools, as well as Warsaw schools, all providing child care and pre-K. Mm-hmm. Now, Indiana provides an exemption for schools. So if a school system wants to provide care for their own staff, then they're exempt from licensing. They do have to meet some basic safety and health regulations, but they don't have to go through the licensing process. However, many of our schools have come to realize that if they do become licensed, they can also serve the families in the community. And so Whitco was our first to just become a licensed center. And Wawasee and Tippecanoe Valley are also working towards licensing so that they can have infants and toddlers from the community be able to access their child care. So in the last 5 years, we've also added a new registered ministry at Pleasant View Bible Church, mm-hmm. and IMD, orthopedic company here in Kosciuszko County, has also opened a child care home. Mm-hmm. So we see those seats totaling up to over 500 new seats for our community.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing. Thank you so much.
Yeah. It really does take a village. Some of the other things that we have done over the last 5 years to affect change, one of those is to change some zoning ordinances that we had that was prohibiting us from adding childcare in different areas mm-hmm. of the county. And so we worked with city council and county council to actually change some of those ordinances so childcare could be prevalent in other areas around the county. There was also a bill that we were able to pass with the support of Craig Snow. This bill was to specifically help our public schools. As it stood before the bill passed, if a public school wanted to offer childcare to their staff, it could only be used for the staff that worked in the same building. And so changing that law meant that if the childcare was in an elementary school, then staff from the high school or middle school could come and bring their children as well. Mm-hmm. So those are some of the things that we have done to move this needle forward.
Mm-hmm. That's fantastic. Now, you've got some exciting news here after the first of the year. You want to share that with us?
Absolutely. December was a big month for us. We found out that we were the recipients of a couple of grants. There was a grant available this past fall from the state. It was called the Employer Grant. Mm-hmm. It was a $25 million grant opportunity that the governor put out in order to draw more employers mm-hmm. into supporting childcare for their staff.
Right.
And so we wrote a grant on behalf of our members mm-hmm. of the Chamber of Commerce and received a grant for $490,000.
So congratulations.
Thank you. Really excited about what that will mean to our community. And then we were approached in late September by the Lilly Foundation, and they had noticed our work and wanted to contribute to that and ask us to write a proposal. And so they fund through community foundations. So we worked with our local community foundation, created a proposal based on some of the work that we've done at Launchpad, knowing what the needs are in the community. And so we wrote a proposal and found out in December that we are receiving $2.8
million. $2.8 million. Let's back up here for a second,
okay.
Sherry. This is exciting because usually nonprofits, they have to really write grants and really are always struggling
yes.
for money. And you didn't seek out this grant. They came to you. They saw the wonderful work you do. They came to you and said, please apply. That's awesome.
Yeah, it was really exciting and humbling and honoring to have them notice our work. And
that's
you know
fantastic.
What we want to do in Kosciuszko County, although it is for our community and for our members and for our businesses, we hope that we can create effective strategies that other communities can duplicate as mm-hmm. well. I work with many counties, especially in the Northeast region, and we collaborate together. This isn't a competition with our other counties. If one of us comes up with a great strategy or an idea, we share that amongst the other counties. So we hope that we can affect change even beyond our borders mm-hmm. of our county.
That's fantastic. Now, so let's say I was a parent mm-hmm. and I need childcare.
Mm-hmm.
Where do I start?
Yeah. Well, we do on our website, Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce website has a Launchpad link, and we list all of the licensed, registered childcare programs on our website.
Mm-hmm.
But the state of Indiana actually came out with a new tool last year called the Early Learning Marketplace. And it's very interactive. So if you go on our site, you'll see a list of all the programs. And then as a parent, you have to do the work of calling each program and find out what openings they have and do they have openings and how much does it cost. But with this new platform, you can actually put in the area that you're looking for, and the programs in that search area will come up, and they will tell you if they have openings and what their cost is and what level of care they provide. So it's a great interactive tool that Indiana is just planning to kind of increase some of the things it will do. So the Early Learning Marketplace is the place to go to search for childcare.
That's fantastic. Now, what if I was on the other end of the spectrum? What if I'm an employer mm-hmm. and I'm just frustrated because I'm trying to hire people, but they're telling me that they'd love to come to work for me, but they don't have childcare? What can an employer do? How can you help an employer?
Yeah. I'm happy to help any employer who's ready to look at this big problem and say, how can I be a part of the solution? Mm-hmm. And so I go to meet with them. Sometimes it's with the owners or with HR, and we talk about what issues they're noticing. We typically start by asking them to survey their employees to find out what the true need is. Mm-hmm. And then I offer kind of an option, a menu of options. Here are some things you could do, whether it's partnering with an existing program. We helped IMD start their own licensed home. Mm-hmm. We can do a myriad of things. So it's not a one size fits all. Mm-hmm. Depends on the company and what they'd like to do. Mm-hmm. But there really are things that every business can do. So if they want to reach out to me, I'm happy to help walk them through that.
Mm-hmm. Could you tell us a little bit about the IMD model? Because I think that's just a fantastic story of a local business that didn't give up, that they actually took advice from you and took advantage of everything that you offer and actually did something about it.
Yeah.
Tell us what IMD did.
Yeah, Instrumental Machine and Development, IMD, is really special and really have gotten the attention around the state for what they've done. So they reached out with the same issue you were just talking about. They were having trouble retaining their employees. Once they had invested in skilling them up, then there would be a childcare issue and they would lose their employees. So they thought, why not invest in childcare rather than invest in this revolving door of employees?
Right. It's expensive to train new employees and have them leave and you have to start that vicious cycle all over again.
Yeah. And that was really frustrating to them. So they did start with a survey and realized that as a company with just under 100 employees, it didn't make sense for them to build a licensed center. That's millions of dollars, mm-hmm. and they didn't need that many seats. And so I introduced the idea to them of opening a licensed childcare home. Mm-hmm. And they, of course, they know all about orthopedics, but we're not interested in operating this home. So this is where I played matchmaker with Early Childhood Alliance. Mm-hmm. And they're a level 4 childcare provider in Allen County. And they were willing to partner with IMD to operate the home for them. IMD purchased this house and they provide the upkeep, and then their employees use the seats. So there are 12 seats available. Currently, with their current staff, they've only used about half of those seats. Mm-hmm. So IMD has decided to open up the other 6 seats to anyone else in the community.
Oh, that's great.
That would like to have one of those seats. And this is a high quality mm-hmm. program here on Park Street, right in the middle of Warsaw. Mm-hmm. And so if anyone is interested in accessing one of the available seats mm-hmm. there, you can contact me at the chamber or IMD, or just go on the Early Childhood Alliance website.
Okay. Yes. Brings me to my next question. How do people get in touch with you?
They can find me here at the Chamber of Commerce. My office is here. So you can call the chamber. You can email me at sserles, which is S-E-A-R-L-E-S, at kchamber.com. Or give me a call, and I will be happy to talk with anyone mm-hmm. about their childcare needs, whether it's a provider, a parent, an employer, or a community member.
Mm-hmm. Well, Sherry, you're perfect for this position. What was your background? What was your background that led you to this?
Well, my degree is in early childhood education, and I did start out my career working as a director of a childcare center. And then I entered the public school system and I worked for Warsaw Community Schools. I was a first grade teacher until the day I found out that they were going to open a preschool. And so I applied for that position. And so for a few years, Warsaw Schools operated a preschool that has since closed. And once that closed, I did move back to the first grade classroom. But then when this position became available, I knew that this would be a way for me to use my passion for early childhood. And so, I left the school system. And although I do miss the classroom, I do really enjoy helping our families access high quality care.
Our community is super blessed to have you. Thank you for everything you do, have done, and will continue to do for our county.
Well, thank you, Scott.
Thank you very much for joining us today.
You have been listening to today's edition of BizBuzz in partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. And be sure to join us next time for another edition of BizBuzz with News Now Warsaw.